Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Pearlstein joins us now. Speaking of attorneys, WWL Louisiana investigative reporter, to talk about, man, this highway robbery thing. Mike, this is starting to read like some kind of Perry Mason episode or crime novel or something. How you doing, sir?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. Mike Pearlstein, of course, part of the investigative team with David Hammer and Katie Moore. And I don't leave anybody out, but I admire you people because the work you do, if not for it, we wouldn't know about a lot of this stuff going on. Take us from the beginning, Mike, for people that haven't been following it, and take us to the latest indictment, I guess, right?
Well, that's a long journey because I started writing about this in 2019.
What do you mean word for word?
When a bunch of...
I meant encapsulated.
What's that?
I didn't mean word for word, encapsulated, if you
No,
could.
I know. I understand. It just does go back quite a ways, and that's one of the, you know, things that is so remarkable about what happened yesterday with the latest indictment. But back in 2019, the federal authorities and others started noticing a pattern of accidents with 18-wheelers all on a similar stretch in the east, on the interstate, on Bauman and Chef, and including many of the same people claiming injuries and filing lawsuits. Well, the feds bit into that. It looked like it was, you know, going to be a big and massive sweeping investigation. And sure enough, a whole bunch of people got indicted. And back then, when I started my series called Highway Robbery, we even stuck our neck out a little bit before any indictments and called it highway robbery, implying there's a crime there. And sure enough, little did we know that the crime was so deep and so extensive. But ultimately, through the course of the last 5+ years, 52 people have been indicted for staging these accidents, faking injuries, getting attorneys to file fraudulent lawsuits, and collecting hundreds of billions of dollars in settlements and payouts. And big credit to attorneys and investigators for the insurance companies who were the first to start seeing the patterns in lawsuits. Hey, didn't that person claim an injury 3 accidents ago? And they started putting the pieces together and almost handed the federal authorities the cases on a silver platter that these might be fraudulent. Well, sure enough, by the time I jumped in, cases were getting halted because of a criminal investigation. And that was obviously the clear sign that there was a serious federal investigation going on. Well, in those 52 indictments of mostly low-level people who packed into cars and, you know, put their names on lawsuits and collected sometimes for completely phantom injuries, only one attorney. So many, many people began asking, well, sure, the lowest level people on the, you know, the very low end of the totem pole packing into cars, some of them, you know, might have only ventured into criminal activity one time in their entire lives by trying to get rich quick, pack into a car, claim an injury. Well, what about the attorneys who collected the bulk of the hundreds of millions? And so those questions really began to mount. A lot of things kind of stalled the case, the COVID. But at one time, the attorney's office was talking very boldly about attorneys and doctors and, you know, whole medical clinics being part of this grand scam. Well, after a single attorney out of those 52 earlier indictments, so a single attorney, Danny Patrick Keating, got indicted, pled guilty, and we thought that that was going to basically break things wide open, that he would sing and talk about other attorneys who were involved. Well, that was a couple years ago. In the meantime, one of the key federal witnesses, an organizer, street-level organizer called a slammer, who would sometimes drive the car or recruit people to pack into a car, named Cornelius Garrison, gets murdered execution style in 2020. And it obviously escalated this entire case to now including, you know, murder of a federal witness. Well, earlier this year, the feds say they solved that murder and indicted two people, man and a woman, in that murder. And that was when things kind of looked like they got revived, but remained quiet since the spring until yesterday with the unsealing of an indictment that names two attorneys, their law firms, that being Vanessa Mata and her firm, Mata Law Firm, and the King Law Firm, one of the, I guess, the biggest players in accident lawsuits, especially truck accident lawsuits, big operation on Canal, frequent advertiser on radio, TV, billboards, sides of buses, and what have you. The King firm indicted along with one of their top attorneys, Jason Giles. So, and that was among 10 defendants who were in the unsealed indictment yesterday. So clearly this, a
Mike,
game changer.
This is indicted for the murder of the witness?
Not in the murder. Now, okay. What is really intriguing about how the feds unfolded this, they made this a superseding indictment in that murder indictment of Orion Harris and his, I guess, one-time romantic partner, who has since pleaded guilty herself. So it is a superseding indictment in the murder, but the additional charges relate just to the accidents and not only the fraud, wire fraud, mail fraud for the accidents themselves, but also obstruction of justice, witness tampering, which was in the years following the feds catching on to this and WWL Louisiana catching on to this in my stories, that they coaxed some of the players into clamming up, trying to pay them off, at one point offered to send them out of the country to not cooperate with the feds. Well, we saw that how that ended for Cornelius Garrison. He ended up, you know, murdered. And so the conspiracy to commit obstruction of justice and witness tampering are also part of this indictment on the Mata firm and the King Law firm, trying to get the low-level players, many of whom have pleaded guilty, to clam up. So when, you know, a lot of people in the legal community, including, for example, the accident attorneys who do it the right way. There are legitimate accidents in which people get hurt, and we know that's a huge cottage industry, a little controversial with the rampant advertising, but nevertheless go about their business in an ethical way. And they saw that these bad players were tainting the entire industry, not to mention costing everyone in Louisiana hundreds of dollars a year in extra insurance costs to pay for the fraud. That makes us the highest or second highest, depending on, you know, whose chart you believe, the second highest insurance rates in the entire country, largely due to fraud and fraudulent lawsuits. This whole case was meant to at least put a dent in that.
Is there anything at this point tying the murder of Cornelius Garrison or a conspiracy to murder him to any law firm at all, as far as you know?
All right. So that's the $64,000 question that everyone is asking today, because among the 10 people in this indictment that was unsealed yesterday is the fiance of Vanessa Mata, who was a Hollywood stunt woman, came to Loyola Law School, and immediately upon graduating became one of the top accident attorneys in the city, mm-hmm. with major truck accident lawsuits, multi-million dollar payouts, and everyone in the legal community raised their eyebrows like, that's impossible. She cannot arrive one day and become Morris Bart the next day. Mm-hmm. And her fiancé is a gentleman by the name of Sean Alfortis, who has this checkered history, federal felon, disbarred attorney. He got involved in a huge fraud with the Horsemen's Benevolent Association, rigging
That's
an election
how
to get himself reelected. That's
yes.
John L. Fornish.
Okay.
So he is the most closely connected, and the indictment lays it out, to Cornelius Garrison, paying him to recruit people to stuff into cars and intentionally hit 18-wheelers. His involvement with Cornelius Garrison was long. It was deep. At one point, talk of, you know, sending him out of the country or paying him not to talk. Well, it turns out at the time he was murdered in 2020, really in the foyer of his home, he was a cooperating witness for the FBI. And so all kinds of...
Wait, who was the cooperating witness?
Cornelius Garrison,
right, okay.
One of the so-called slammers, street-level organizers of the scam.
And there's no doubt
this
was an execution, right, Mike?
Execution style. Yeah. I mean, it was clearly, you know, a targeted, set-up and staged murder. The feds in the murder indictment of Ryan Harris and his girlfriend revealed all kinds of details, how they lured him outside, thinking he was going to meet a woman, using burner phones, and really cloak and dagger TV movie of the week material, but clearly showed it was a very planned, plotted, targeted execution. Now, does that link back to Sean L. Fortas or any of the attorneys? Unknown, but we now have some cooperating defendants. And Sean L. Fortas, this is another interesting point, that of the 10 defendants, two of them are law firms, so you can't go arrest a law firm. But of the other eight, only two were subject to an arrest warrant. Everyone else was, you know, given a summons and contact an attorney, turn yourself in. Schedule, you know, a time to come to the U.S. Attorney's Office, except for one of the low-level players, arrest warrant. He was in court yesterday, and Sean L. Fortas. We got the tip about this unfolding yesterday when federal agents appeared at Sean L. Fortas's home, where he lived with Vanessa Mata, first thing in the morning, armed with arrest warrants, looking for him. We do not know if overnight he has since turned himself in, but he was not there when the agents showed up at his doorstep ready to arrest him. Now, all the others allowed to come and turn yourselves in peacefully. I don't know what that signals, but it's a lot of intrigue. Clearly, there are some, you know, wheels in motion behind the scenes at the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office that we don't know about, but are going to be revealed as this case proceeds.
Any at this point, is there any indication that there will be other law firms involved in this?
Well, what we do see from the indictment, as it is spelled out, and we know that many, and maybe the lion's share of these fraudulent lawsuits from staged accidents were handled by the King firm, one of the big players in truck accident cases in particular. There, in addition to Jason Giles named in the indictment, are attorneys B, C, D, E, and F. And for the first time, and we've been, you know, tracking unindicted co-conspirators in previous indictments, but for the first time, the B, C, D, E, and F are actually implicated as knowingly filing fraudulent lawsuits. A clear signal from the feds, maybe to these very, you know, possible defendants, that we know what you have done here. Now is your chance to come and cooperate, or you may be next. So all eyes are on this grand jury and the feds as to whether other attorneys, and it looks like the B through F from yesterday's indictment are with the King firm. It's not spelled out, but all the associations point to that. Now, other law firms, this is not the first time there have been, you know, obviously accident and lawsuit fraud pertaining to accidents. This is a big one. The feds have been calling this Operation Sideswipe. This is now a 6-year-long investigation, with some accidents going back to 2015, just to show you the scope and length of time of this iteration of the scam.
Thanks for the update, Mike. I know you'll keep us posted, but this is the wheels of the federal government. It's like this big, giant wheel. It doesn't go fast, but it goes sure, and it grinds everything in its path. Thank you, Mike Pearlstein. We'll talk about loneliness and the holidays with clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, Judy Ho. When we come back, Tommy Tucker, WWL.